Women outside the West are far more feminine compared to Western women. I discovered this as I was working abroad. Until then, I didn't know women outside the West would be so different. I think the main thing about feminine women is that you feel appreciated as a man. There is a strong force in femininity that women today are slowly and surely abandoning because they want more authority without responsibility and more influence without hard work. Women today don't have anything to offer except perhaps that one thing. But even that is a product of biology and not their own conscience. They want everything that you can possibly imagine as a good quality in a man. And it's not just with men. They have unrealistic expectations from the world as well. They have unrealistic expectations from society, and they have unrealistic expectations from institutions. Overall, things have to change before marriage again becomes a worthy proposition. Unfortunately, they aren't going to change anytime soon. Modern women wear their emotional issues as a badge of courage. Find me a woman who doesn't see a therapist, isn't on 20 medications, and isn't going around bragging about it. Many seemingly are addicted to drama and attention, which is likely one of the reasons why they all flock to the same trends and then pretend that they are unique or strong and independent, and they don't see their choices or lives as lies because they have adopted their truth. For years and years, men have shouldered the responsibility to take care of women in every way possible. They've taken the responsibility to approach women, make the first moves, and take the initiative in every way possible, only for women to play hard to get it each and every second, to use men for their own material gains, and to discard of them when they see a better and wealthier man giving them attention. Men are disgusted to the core at how women monkey branch off to other men as a result of their hypergamous nature. A core part of female nature is hypergamy, which means they date up the socioeconomic strata. This might be great for them, but it's demoralizing for men. Imagine a guy who makes just enough money to pay his bills, put decent and healthy food on the table, have a nice car and a decent apartment, and do everything he can to accommodate the woman he loves. He uses his life savings to buy her a diamond ring, help her settle in with him, pay for her lifestyle, and even take her on trips to other cities. He's doing everything he can to make her happy. Now imagine that the same woman starts getting some attention from a rich businessman who earns more in a day than the woman's current boyfriend earns in an entire month. That man finds her attractive and keeps sending her messages and sliding into her DMs. She eventually agrees to see him and is blown away by his wealth and the luxury handbags, heels, and watches he gifts her. What he spends on her is nothing for him, by the way. But what her current boyfriend spent on her was everything to him. Now imagine that woman dumps her boyfriend and starts dating the wealthy billionaire full-time. She just discards the guy who truly loved her with all his heart, and just jumps on a chance to be with the wealthy guy. And guess what? That wealthy guy then dumps her after a few months, leaving her stranded and begging her old boyfriend to move back in with him. Sure, this sounds like a drama or a movie, but it's a common reality. This is what men are facing every single day. Men are supposed to act traditionally and roll out the red carpet for women in every way possible. While women are okay mistreating, misbehaving with, and discarding guys just because they have 100 thirsty simps lusting after them. Men work in the most brutal conditions and fields and make sure they put food on the table for women, while woke anti-male feminist women talk about more women being CEOs and heads of organizations, saying that every profession is patriarchal. However, they never want to take part in all those professions in which men risk their lives trying to provide for their families. What does this tell you? This tells us that women only want the best of all worlds. They want to be treated like queens in relationships. They want to be treated like something else in the bedrooms. They want to be treated like CEOs as soon as they walk in an office. They want to be treated like celebrities wherever they go. Truth is, women crave attention. They want validation. They want everyone to say how great they are without having to put in any hard work. It's just social coddling like children. Fantasy. Tell them what they want to hear, treat them like babies, and tell them that they are simultaneously strong and independent. If marketers or celebrities made it cool to cut off their genitals, they would probably do it. If you look at it closely, there's something very common in the Western world. And by the Western world, I mean developed and industrialized high-tech societies, such as those in the US, Canada, Europe, the United Kingdom, and maybe Australia and New Zealand. What is the common denominator in these societies? It's the degeneration of values. It's the dynamics between men and women. It's the inverted roles of men and women, and how Western men don't even try to approach and date Western women anymore. And yes, we can say that it's practically over for Western women. It's over in the sense that their expectations from dating and relationships are not being met anymore. As these Western women hit their 20s, they start believing in the woke feminist narrative about how they don't need any man in their lives and how they can live completely independently of them. They chase their education, research, careers, and corporate ladders, and some even chase the bad boys they've been chasing since high school, only to end up dumped and lost in the world. By the time they attain a certain level of success, they realize they're nearing the end of their biological clock, which means they start to grasp that they might not be able to have children after this age. That's when they enter panic mode and search for that dude they'd been playing around with and friend-zoning since high school, only to realize that he's moved on, married to a gorgeous woman, very successful, and is raising his children. That's the first shock that Western women receive after they've hit the wall. Have you ever seen one of those videos where you see a news anchor completely lose it against someone like Jordan Peterson or Ben Shapiro, and how these men eventually have to lay out the reality for these women to understand? It's just unbelievable when a woman shows up on television and says that all industries are dominated by men because they oppress women, and this is why most men are CEOs. In reality, most men are CEOs because they're ready to sacrifice a greater part of their lives to compete in a dog-eat-dog world, working 16 to 18 hours on a daily basis for more than 30 years. And they do this without complaining about why a fellow woman is earning more or why she was promoted instead of him. They don't complain. Why? What these women don't realize is that it is these men who go on to provide for their entire families for the rest of their lives. Their partners and wives live lives of luxury without having to work a single day and get to buy their expensive designer wear and travel the world as they please. If the roles were reversed, can you imagine a woman providing for her entire family, including her man? No. Women don't do that. And let me tell you why this will be a major reason they will remain single. As long as they keep fighting the corporate battles, they'll keep spending more time away from their families and their partners, who will eventually leave them. Because guys don't want women as providers. They want them as their partners, who can give them comfort and raise their children. That's a reality that woke feminism has always ignored and will continue to do so. Modern women want selective equality. What's theirs is theirs, and what's ours is also theirs. Men have had enough of this, especially today. Why today? Because the woke feminist ideology perpetuates equality, as if everything really should be equal. But if you look at it closely, it's only selectively equal. Women want more positions in corporate boardrooms, but won't ever become plumbers or truck drivers. They want equal pay, but they won't agree to work the same amount as men. They want the benefits, but they don't want to have the same input as men who enjoy those benefits. That's the sort of equality modern women are looking for. And it really doesn't help when you realize the crazy level of expectations they have of men. Modern women have unrealistic expectations. Guys, I keep saying this in my videos because it's 100% true. Scroll on TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, YouTube, or whatever social media platform appeals to you, and you will come across tons of content where women are listing down the things they want in the ideal man. And the list is endless. They want the six-pack abs, the six-figure income, and the six-foot height. And that's just the baseline. Women don't have anything to offer except perhaps that one thing. But even that is a product of biology and not their own conscience. They want everything that you can possibly imagine as a good quality in a man. And it's not just with men. They have unrealistic expectations from the world as well. They have unrealistic expectations from society, and they have unrealistic expectations from institutions.